I don't know if you ever saw the film Catch Me If You Can. It's a true story of a confidence trickster called Frank Abagnale, or you might pronounce his name Abagnale, I'm not sure, who before he was actually 19, passed himself off as, amongst other things, an airline pilot with Pan Am, a surgeon and a prosecutor, living a high life and of course making lots of money, millions of pounds. He was eventually caught and then ended his career working for the FBI in their fraud office. The secret of his success was that he was able to blend in perfectly with each organisation. Now this week, I met two mothers in the supermarket whose daughters have joined the armed forces, both as medics. I also met a young guy who I'm on leave from the army. Now I've known all these three young people from their primary school days, so of course I was very interested to know how they are getting on. It appears that they're all very happy, enjoying service life, and have blended in well. Unlike Frank Abagnale, of course, they have blended in for legitimate reasons. When you join an organisation like the Army, or any job which you have no experience of, it can be quite daunting. So it's vital to make yourself used to living in a strange environment. You don't have to lose your individuality or your personality, but to belong, you really have to become part of it, or you'll never fit in or be accepted. It's called incarnation. When Jesus, the Son of God, was born of a woman, he was incarnated into the human race. So like everyone else, he had to make himself used to living in a new environment, which he did by choosing to live and move and have his being as the rest of men. St. John's Gospel is different from the other three. They simply record what Jesus said and did. John is an old man looking back, and he's more concerned about what the incarnation has meant for the world. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. The literal translation of he dwelt amongst us is he pitched his tent among us. And that links up beautifully with that line from the first reading from Ecclesiasticus, pitch your tent in Jacob, make Israel your inheritance. And this refers to the Israelites' nomadic life in the desert during the Exodus, where, as you know, they were there for 40 years, when every time they stopped, they pitched a tent over the Ark of the Covenant, God's presence among them, the wisdom which speaks its own praises. In John, though, the place where God dwells is no longer tied to the people and the geography of the Holy Land. He now dwells everywhere in the person of Jesus, who is wisdom personified. John's prologue, the gospel we had today, sets the theme for the whole of his gospel, which is Jesus is the light which enlightens all men. And as such, he will replace the feats and the traditions of Israel in his own person. Destroy this temple, and I will rebuild it in 3 days. He is the new temple, the incarnate Word of God, forever present among us, even in such a bad year as 2020. Although 2020 will be universally remembered for COVID, social distancing, self-isolating, and national lockdown, we may also look back on our personal lives with all its joys and sorrows, and possibly regret promises not kept and opportunities wasted. If we do feel that way, we should remember the opening words of today's gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. God is the Lord of all time, for whom a day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as a day. He's always making all things new. So because we are people of hope, new beginnings are always possible. For example, this time last year, I received a letter from a 30-year-old whom I knew as a lively, very clever little girl of 7 who used to chatter away to me while her mum was preparing the altar for Mass. I hadn't heard from her in all those years, all that time. So I was intrigued to get the letter and to find out how she was doing. I was very surprised, given the bright, full-of-life little girl I remember, to see that she felt she'd largely wasted her life. However, her letter was also jam-packed with hope. She'd already made great strides, and 2020 was to be a year full of new beginnings for her. I await this year's letter with interest. Why did God become man and pitch his tent among us? For no other reason than that he loves us, wants each of us to live in an intimate relationship of love with him here on earth, and then to join him for eternity, completely fulfilled and all that we're ever meant to be. St. John says, to all who did accept him, thank God we have accepted him, he gave power to become children of God, thus making us who believe adopted sisters and brothers of his beloved Son. Indeed, St. John says, from his fullness we have all of us.